Time to catch up on what's happening in the sporting world. Nathan Rarorek,
kia ora. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. The World Baseball Classic,
yes,
has been won by Japan.
Yes.
Is this massively surprising?
Well, to Americans, yes, they are stunned. In fact, Japan went into this tournament not as the favourite, Dominica. As I've heard them refer to it, the Dominican Republic, they went in as the favourites because they got all the big stars. But
they love it in the Caribbean. Cuba is absolutely monstrously keen on baseball.
They are sensational at it. They made the semi-final and then one of their players defected and ran off. And I thought, gosh, that sounds like a 1980s movie, doesn't it? But no. So he ran off there and they've been playing in Miami.
When you say ran off, he just sort of carried on running when he
actually
ran.
Actually got out between leaving the stadium and going to the bus. He did the, I'm just going over there. And then off he went into the crowd and disappeared. But luckily there were a whole lot of fans wearing the same uniform, so it was very hard to see him along the way. But no, it got the ending that they wanted yesterday. So there is a young man out of Japan. His name is Shohei Ohtani. He is, I was trying to think of, you know how Richie McCaw was a very earnest type of man and, you know, that's a, you know, polite fellow, humble, very, very good.
Yep.
Shohei Ohtani is very much like this. So it ended up that he was pitching to his teammate, Mike Trout, who the Americans look at and they go, Mike could hit any ball anywhere. And so it comes to this. So Shohei Ohtani, and what I wanted to do, Kim, was every bit of commentary sounds better in another language. This is Shohei Ohtani pitching to Mike Trout. He pitches a strike and the Japanese commentators are a wee bit happy.
Full count. Ohtani ka? Trout ka?
And I have it on very good authority that Tokyo was very, very, very loud after that.
Yeah.
That it went along the way. But what was quite nice was the American players at the end came out and said, this is amazing. And actually, one of them actually said, it's quite good to feel patriotic without patriotic sounding like a bad word in the United States. Like, this was fun. So they would like to do it again, but that's Japan's third title there. So, no, I don't think you can come out and call yourself the world champions anymore, can you, America?
No, quite right. The big story, of course, in New Zealand sport is Zane Robertson.
Yeah.
A medal-winning runner, EPO, made famous, of course, by Lance Armstrong.
Mm.
He had an extraordinary defence lined up in court, didn't he? A very complicated explanation about how he could possibly have EPO in his system.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise that when I got my COVID vaccine that possibly I could run the 10,000 metres a lot faster. Just a lot faster.
If only you'd known.
Yeah, and what EPO does, so EPO gets into people's bloodstreams, it gives them more red blood cells, and obviously if you're an endurance athlete, it's very, very good for that. And what you find is a lot of them will try and use it out of competition, so they're not, you know, they'll try and do this to build up their practice. I mean, like, we've only really had one high-profile failure before. That was Trent Bray, the swimmer, although later on he successfully argued that his urine sample had been stored too long there for testing. So Zane Robertson, though, getting towards that. Look, the Robertson brothers have always marched to the beat of their own drum, I think is a way to put it. But, you know, when he's suspended for 8 years, that's him completely done. But trying to blame Kenyan doctors giving him the COVID vaccine and saying, no, I think it was a different doctor who came in after that because they said I was an athlete and they were trying to frame me. Goodness me, that's trying to have the main character of the world moment, isn't it?
It is, although Kenya does seem to have a disproportionate number of drug cheats.
Yes, they do. Yeah, there is a bit of that. So maybe, I don't know, get a bit of extra muscles as well as some COVID antibodies. And also, too, if we listen to that right now, hear that? That's the lack of buzz about the All Whites. They're playing tonight against China. They are playing at Mount Smart Stadium. Come on, New Zealand football fans, go along to that. Go watch your All Whites play against China, please.
Is there too much else to think about?
Yeah, possibly there is. I don't know. I think with friendlies. They always say friendly.
Oh, friendlies.
A friendly.
No. We want hostility.
That's what we want. Yeah. Just to go. So we're playing a hostile tonight against China. That's our diplomacy. The Australians are building nuclear submarines. We're playing football.
Very good. Thank you, Nathan. Nathan Rarorek.